我们利用很多的星期读这个约伯记。
We have spent many weeks to read the book of Job.
那相信大家对约伯记是越读越明白。
And I believe that as we read more this book, we should understand this book more.
因为我们一般所理解的约伯记就是在讨论苦难的问题。
And in general, our understanding about this book of Job is about the question of salvation.
其实苦难也不是约伯记的主题。
Or the question of suffering. Actually, this is not the theme of this book.
那神的旨意才是约伯记的主题。
God's will is actually the theme of this book.
我们请看约伯记。
Let's turn to book of Job.
约伯记三十八章。
Job chapter 38.
三十八章的第一节。
Chapter 38 verse 1.
约伯记三十八章的第一节。
Job chapter 38 verse 1.
那个时候神从旋风中回答约伯说啊，第二节。
Verse 2.
那谁用无知言语使我的旨意特别提到使我的旨意暧昧不明。
And here especially mention but the words are without knowledge.
我们看到神在回答约伯他就好像是这个用铁锤敲了约伯一下子说谁使我的旨意暧昧不明啊。
And in this verse is like God use a hammer to hit a Job and saying that who is this who darkened counsel by words without knowledge?
再来看四十节，四十章。
As also turn to
约伯记四十章。
Also turn to Book of Job chapter 40.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
于是神从旋风中回答约伯说，第七节。
Verse 7.
你要如勇士素装，我问你，你可以指示我。第八节。
Verse 8.
你岂可废弃我所定的所拟定的就是拟定的旨意底下应该要接拟定的旨意。
And here, would you condemn me for that you may be justified?
所以神的意思在讲这个旨意的问题。
And in here it talks about the question of God's will.
可是约伯啦，还有他三个朋友，好像都没有谈到神的旨意。
But Job himself, as well as his three friends, never talk about God's will.
神在回答约伯的时候就提到神的旨意。
And so when God replied to Job, he mentioned God's will.
那再来看四十二章哈。
Let's also turn to chapter 42.
那约伯怎么来做他从开始到现在一个总结
？And how did Job conclude in this last chapter?
约伯记四十二章的第一节。
Chapter 42, verse 1.
这是最后一次约伯回答不管是回答谁，反正他就是最后的一次回答。
And this is the last answer by Job.
好，那约伯回答神说第六节，
verse 2.
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能够拦阻第三节，
three.
那谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢好，所以我们看这里也是提到神的旨意。
In here also mentioned about knowledge or God's will in another translation.
所以大家所谈论的好像是抓不到重点了。
And so it seems like they were not able to understand the main theme.
所以约伯跟他三个朋友其实已经离题了。
And so in fact, Job and his three friends they have gone astray from the main point.
所以为什么神后来告诉约伯的三个朋友说你们所讨论的都好像抓不到重点呢？
So why did God tell Job's three friends that they did not have the correct main point?
所以就让我们看得到，其实神最在意的就是他的旨意。
So what God focuses the most is in fact his will.
所以约伯的三个朋友还有约伯他们在讨论当中、哎、都没有提到神的旨意，有的话他们不能够明白神的旨意。
So Job and his three friends, during their discussion, never mentioned about God's will. If they did, then they would understand the will of God.
他们有的是按照人的经验来了解神的旨意。
They try to use humans' understanding to try to understand God's will.
人的经验啊。
Or man's experience.
那我们请看第四章。第八节
Let's turn to
约伯记第四章第八节
Chapter 4 verse 8 of Book of Job
第八节
Verse 8
说按我所见耕种罪孽、啊、种毒害的人都照样收割、啊、你看按我所见就是按我的意见按我的经验
Even as I have seen which means through my own eyes through my own experience、
啊、所以连这些智慧的人他们是按照他们自己的经验来认识神想要来了解神的旨意想要知道那约伯为什么会碰到这个事情
Even the wise, they try to use their own experience to understand whyJob went through all these sufferings.
当然他们在论的呢这个没有触到神旨意的核心。
But their discussion did not mention the core of God's will.
那另外一个是按照传统、啊、按照传统来明白神的旨意。
Another thing is they use the tradition to try to understand God's will.
好，我们看第八章，第八章的第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 8.
第八章的第八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
请你拷问前代啊，前代就是传统嘛，这个前代以前的啊，那追念他们的列祖所查究的啊，就是以前的人一直查究到现在啊，这个就变成一个传统啊。
And so of the formal age, or consider things that have been done in the past, which is their tradition.
所以就是他们想要用传统的方法、传统的经验累积的这个以前的人所研究的哈，来明白神的旨意。
So they try to use the tradition, the old ways, the experience that the ancestors have established to understand God's will.
那第三种，他们按照自己的感觉啊，也不是自己的经验呐、啊。也不是以前的传统是按照自己的感觉、哦、来认识神的旨意
So the third kind is they try to use their own feeling not about their past experience or about the traditions of the past but rather just their own feeling
我们请看二十章约伯记二十章的第一节
Job chapter 20 verse 1
第一节
verse 1
那么人说法回答说、啊、第二节
Verse 2
我心中急躁所以我的思念叫我回答这里说他心中急躁他心里很急躁好像是不得不回答
And so in here it says my anxious thoughts makes me answer
那急躁的话就表示说他对方的话还他还听得不太清楚他就急于回答
So withoutclearly listen or understand someone else's words, they already try to answer.
那这个就不是根据事实啊。
So this is not according to the fact.
啊，只是根据他的感觉啊。你讲这些话，不用再讲了。说感觉你讲的不对，你讲的不好。
They just use their own feelings. They feel that maybe you have said something wrong.
所以我的思念呢，我的感觉，我所想的，叫我去回答。
So my anxious thoughts make me answer.
好，那我们再来看第四章。
Let's also turn to chapter 4.
第四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
啊，这种更让人啊麻烦什么？毛骨悚然啊、
And so this even make us more trembling.
头发会站起来。
And it will let our hairs shrivel and stand up.
第四章的十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
我暗暗的得了默示，我耳朵呢也听其细微的声音。十三节。
Verse 13.
在思念夜间哈。意象之间呢，世人沉睡的时候，十四节，
14.
那恐惧战惊临到我身，使我白骨打颤啊，十五节，
15.
有灵从我面前经过，我身上的毛发直立，哇，吓人，十六节，
16.
啊，那个灵停住，我却不能够辨识它的形状，有影像在我眼前，我在静默中听见有声音，你看有声音说吧，好，说这个是不是真的呢？不知道，还是他的感觉，也有可能呢。
We don't know whether this is true or not. Perhaps this is just his own feeling.
啊，当然有的人说啊，这个是魔鬼。你看魔鬼就好像细微的声音呢。
Some people say that this is a Satan because of this a little voice.
啊，但是有些魔鬼这种吼叫的也很大声啊。
But some Satan recorded that they have a loud voice as well.
啊，所以是他自己的感觉啊，用他自己的感觉来。明白神的旨意。
So he here used his own feeling to understand God's will.
当然，按照神的来看，他说这个不是我所想的。
But from God's perspective, this is not what God thinks.
所以什么是神的旨意？
So what is the will of God?
好，既然这三个朋友，这三个智慧人啊，他们所讨论的都不能够来。进入啊，神旨意的核心呢、啊。
Since these three wise men or three friends, they were not able to touch on the core of God's words or God's will.
所以约伯跟他这三个朋友啊，大家都是以自己的智慧为事啊。
So Job as well as his three friends, they all use their own wisdom and understanding.
啊，都是以为自己很聪明。
They all thought that they were wise.
啊，比别人更有经验。
They all thought that they had more experience than others.
啊，读的历史啊，这个比别人多。
They have studied history a lot more than others.
啊，好像很属灵。
It seems like they are more spiritual.
啊，其实神的旨意很高深莫测的。
In fact, the will of God itself is a mystery.
所以什么是神的旨意？
So what is the will of God?
神的旨意就是神的意愿啊，这个 will 就是意愿，他的意图，他的方向，他的目标。
God's will is His purpose and His target and His direction.
那神的旨意有两方面。
And there are two aspects of God's will.
所以我们基督徒应该明白啊，这个神的旨意有两方面。
So as Christians, we should understand these two aspects.
啊，第一方面呢是不可变性的，这个不可变的。
The first is that it will never change.
啊，从古到现在都永不改变的旨意。
From ancient all the way to present time, the will of God never change.
啊，所以希伯来书那边就提到这个永不改变的旨意啊，不更改的。
So in the book of Hebrews, he mentioned that God's will shall never change.
那这个部分是很明白的，很明白的就告诉我们了。
And this aspect is very clearly given to us.
那不管是哪个朝代都是一样的。
Regardless of what generation we are in, it's all the same.
也不能够妥协的。
And there is no compromise.
啊，他不会跟川普总统妥协的。
And he will not compromise with our President Trump.
啊，他不会跟现在一些嘛主张啊，一些把道德标准降低的那些人妥协的。
He will not compromise with anyone that lower the standard of values.
啊，所以这个不可变的旨意到底是什么
？So what is this never-changing will?
啊，这个是很公开的，很明显的。
This is public and self-revealed.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
这个是很明显的啊，不改变的。
This is very obvious and never changing.
第四章第三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
啊，说约伯他是敬畏神，远离恶事。
Job, he feared God and he flee away from evil.
So, 约伯他是明白神不可变的主这个旨意。
So, Job, he understood this never changing will of God.
从创造天地以来，神的旨意不会改变的。
Since the creation of this earth, God's will never change.
只要他的圣洁不改变，他就永远不改变，他的旨意就永远不改变的。
As long as he is holy, then this will shall never change.
所以约伯他也明白神不可改变主意的旨意啊，所以他敬畏神，远离恶事。
So Job understood this will of God, therefore he flee away from evil.
那么我们再来看第二个是什么哈？这个不可。
So what is this second unchanging will of God?
我们请看一样的帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to the same book.
第五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
第五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
凡是谢恩的，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
凡事不管是逆境顺境都要感恩。
Whether we are in good time or bad time, we should always give thanks.
好像我们刚刚所唱的那一首赞美诗一样，都是一直感谢神。
Just like the hymn that we sing, we should always thank the Lord.
我们刚刚讲了这个神不可改变的旨意，这个旨意。第一点约伯做到啊，因为他是敬畏神，远离恶事啊。
So this never-changing will of God, Job he actually followed.
但是第二个凡是谢恩呐，那后来他自己也得病了啊。
And the second that to always give thanks and when Job when he was suffering physically.
病到他不想活了。
And to the point that he did not want to survive.
他都没有什么食欲的。
He did not have any appetite.
已经瘦到皮那个皮包骨。
And he was so skinny to the bone.
但是看不出他有这个谢恩呢。
And we could not see that he was he had this thanksgiving heart.
那第二个他的旨意呢的特性是。可变性的。
And so the second aspect of the will of God is that it can be molded or changed.
所以第一个是不可变。
The first is it will never change.
那第二个是可变的。
The second is it is changeable.
这个可变就很困难了，我们就很难明白。
So this changeable will is very difficult to understand.
因为它经常会改变呢。
Because God's will always change.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
前书十二章十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章十一节说了。这一切都是这位圣灵所运行随己意啊分给个人的啊，所以神这个灵啊，就是指的神本身哈，他赏赐给人各种不同恩赐啊，是随他自己意思。
And so the same spirit which is a God, he works all these things and distributing to each one individually about the gifts of God as he wills.
他赏赐这些恩赐啊，是要赏赐给谁啊？是我们无法预测的。
So who he wants to give his gifts to anyone is something that we cannot predict.
比如说有各种不同的领会啊、讲道啊，各种不同安慰人的恩赐。
And perhaps someone is gifted with delivering a sermon.
有的时候哈。这个人的恩赐是让我们想不通。
And sometimes, men's gifts is very difficult for us to comprehend.
那个我看有些弟兄姐妹啊，他们刚受洗。
I've seen some brothers and sisters as they were first baptized.
那时候受洗的时候，好像他们对圣经都不明白啊。
As they were first baptized, they did not really understand the Bible.
因为他们以前没有接触过这个基督教。
And because before they never encountered the Christianity.
可以说他们是门外汉啊。
And we can see that we can say that they are the rookies.
可是呢，经过几年以后
，But after several years,
哎，他们变成被选为地方教会的负责人了。
And they are being selected as one of the church council.
啊，神呢给他们一些特别的恩赐啊。
And God gave them a certain individual gifts.
啊，可是当时我们看到哎，刚受洗啊。
And as but when we see them when they were first baptized,
所以圣经形容啊，就像风啊，在随意吹啊，它要吹哪里啊？我们也看不清楚啊。
So God is like a wind that would blow in any direction that we cannot truly predict and forecast.
我们请看约翰福音的第三章。
Let's turn to the Book of John, chapter
3. 第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰福音第三章第八节
John chapter 3 verse 8
风随着一直吹啊，你听见风的声音却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去啊！啊，真的是风啊，是没有颜色啊，没有形状的
Wind has no color or shape
那为什么我们现在气象报告啊，能够很清楚知道说风怎么吹的
So how did the weather forecast is able to predict where the wind goes?
因为是看云层的变动才知道的。
Because they look at how the cloud is formed to predict the pattern.
只要只是没有云的话，只是看这个风的本身啊，这个气象卫星是照不出来的。
Without the cloud, if we just look at the wind, there is no way that we can see it.
所以风本身也就是空气的流动，空气在流动。
And so wind itself is an air that is flowing through.
啊，空气本身是没有颜色，没有形状。
Air itself also has no color or form.
所以这个神的旨意哈，就像风一样啊，随意吹啊。
So the will of God is like the wind blows where it wishes.
啊，它是没有轨迹可以寻找的。
And you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes.
我们请看《传道书》。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
七章十四节，好像我们以前的读过啊，《传道书》。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
十四节哈。
Verse 14.
那遇亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是要叫人查不出身后有什么事。这个查不出身后有什么事，就是说人呐、啊、不能够发现啊，有关于他的未来。
So in here it talks about that man can find out nothing that will come after him, means that they cannot predict their own future.
因为人生啊，不是喜乐啊，就是患难呐、啊。
Because
不是亨通就是患难呐、
啊。Because human life is either a prosper or in an adversity.
但是这两样事呢，我们就知道啊，它也有可能同时存在，也可能交叉啊，以前以后。
And these two things are can be one in front of another or commingle together.
也有可能是连续啊，两个喜乐啊。
It could be two prosperities.
也有可能是连续两个灾难。
There could be two adversities.
啊，甚至可能是三个灾难才来一个喜乐。
Or three adversities with one prosperity.
也有可能是三个喜乐，嗯，忽然之间来了一个灾难。
Or three prosperities and one adversity.
好，是叫人查不出的。
It is not for man to understand.
我们再看《传道书》三章的十一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
三章十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好啊，这是我们知道有个时间，但这个时间我们掌握不住啊，我们不能知道啊。所以说，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而，神自始至终的作为，人不能够参透。
And in here it mentioned about a time, and so everything has its time.
所以这是不可预测的。
But it is unpredictable.
所以以利户啊，他就说神是无法测度的。
So Elihu he mentioned that God is not able to comprehend.
啊，这个部分呢，也是神的奥秘。
This portion, this aspect is also a mystery.
好，我们来看几个经节啊。
先
看约伯记。
Let's turn back to Book of Job.
约伯记啊，三十三章的十三节。
Job chapter 33.
约伯记三十三章十一节。
Chapter 33, verse 11.
好，看十三节啊。
This week, verse 13.
三十三章的十三节。
Chapter 33, verse 13.
你为何与他争论呢？因为他的事都不对人解说，就是保持隐秘，保持秘密。
And so, what does it mean to not give an accounting of any of his words? That means he wants to keep it in secret.
所以神的旨意有显明的部分啊，也有隐藏的部分。
So God's will has a portion that would be revealed to people, as well as a portion that would not be revealed.
我们再来看《申命记》二十九章的二十九节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter
二十九章二十九节。
Chapter 29, verse 29.
申命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
隐秘的事啊，是神啊，我们主，我们神的。我有明显的事，是永远属于我们和我们子孙，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。所以隐秘的事是属于神的。
So the secret things belongs to the Lord.
啊，隐秘的事属于神的，神把它隐秘起来啊。这个根据箴言的二十五章，那你说这个就是神的荣耀。
And so, the secret things that God hidden from us.In Deuteronomy, it mentioned that this is the glory of God.
So we see later Job, he said he was once honored by God, now he can see God.
So Job, he mentioned that I have heard of you, now I have seen you. Did he understand? No, he did not.
So he said this thing is too strange.
And that is why he said that this is so miraculous.
是我所不明白的。
This is something that I cannot understand.
所以他理解神的旨意，就是有那个不可明白、那个隐藏的一部分呢。
So he understands the will of God, that a portion of it cannot be revealed.
是不可以被预测的。
That it cannot be predicted.
这个部分就是神的荣耀。
This portion is.The glory of God.
所以当他说我亲眼看到神是什么意思呢？说亲眼看到神的荣耀。
So what does he mean by he has seen God? It means that he has seen the glory of God.
而不是说啊，我知道我为什么会受苦啊。
It does not mean that he understood why he suffered.
他现在大家现在不讨论受苦了。
Because no one is talking about suffering anymore.
因为受苦不受苦要跟神也没有关系的。
Because whether he is suffering or not, it has no part of God.
神是要让人知道他的旨意啊，他的旨意是有不可更改的一部分，有可以更改的一部分，是难以预测的。
Because he wants a man to understand that his will, a portion of it, will be understood by men, and a portion of it will be hidden.
所以当约伯他知道神的旨意以后。
So as Job understands the will of God,
他明白这是神的荣耀的一部分。
And he understands that this is a part of it is the glory of God.
他说让他很高兴，很喜乐。
And it allows him to be really joyful.
所以他说不需要再去烦恼，他说啊，为什么会受苦啊？
Then he does not need to worry anymore of why he is suffering.
因为神的荣耀已经盖过这一切受苦的这种经验经历了。
Because the glory of God already covered all the sufferings that he has experienced. So his personal suffering becomes a little matter, a little thing in his life. And for us, it is a great encouragement. So in suffering, we need to see the glory of God.
在失望挫折当中也是一样，要看到神的荣耀。
In tribulation and adversity, we also need to see the glory of God.
我们只要将荣耀，就是我们刚刚所唱的那所唱的是一样，就感谢神呢。
And we just need to be like what we have just sang in the song that we just need to give thanks to the Lord.
神的旨意有显明的，就是要我们去遵守，就是要圣洁，远避淫行。
God's word has revealed to us is that we need to be holy and flee from evil.
还要凡事谢恩。
And also give everything in thanksgiving.
啊，那约伯当时其实他是在患难当中的。
And in fact, at the time, Job, he was in suffering.
所以他就要明白神的旨意，他满心知道神的旨意的。
And so he understood the will of God and had this joy inside his heart.
所以他就能够接受神的安排。
And he was then willing to accept this arrangement from the Lord.
因为他也知道凡事都要定时啊。
And because he knows everything has its time.
他接受神的安排，他才能够顺从神的安排。
As he understand the arrangement of God and accept it, then he will follow.
他就很勇敢地再站起来啊。
And then courageously, he would again stand up.
为着他的朋友祷告。
And also pray for his three friends.
能够让约伯能够忍耐下去啊，这一条路啊，能够再坚持下去。
And allow him to continue to persevere and march forward.
啊，我们再来看啊，这个我们以前看过的哈。
This
哈巴谷书。
This read Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3.
第三章十六节
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 16
十六节哈，到十八节
16 through 18
我听见主的声音啊，就听见主的声音，就是主的荣耀啊。
And when I heard, this is the God's voice, which is the glory of God.
哦，有的人在患难当中啊，他祷告神啊，他听见神的声音，主的是柔和的声音在安慰着他。
And so when people are in sufferings.And they hear the voice of God, they receive this comfort from the Lord.
有位姐妹哈，她爸爸哈，这个中风啊。
And there's a sister, her father had a stroke.
那她父亲还没中风以前的大概一个星期啊，她在祷告的时候就那看到主的异象。
And before her father had a stroke, he.Had a vision that he saw a Lord Jesus.
就主耶稣啊，他坐在最靠近左道哈的位置上。
And he saw that Lord Jesus was sitting.
那时候不是他自己坐在靠近左道的椅子上，他自己。
Oh, he saw himself sitting at the corner.
啊，他实际上也是坐在这个靠近左道的位置。
And in fact, he himself was actually sitting at the corner.
那祷告的时候，他看到主耶稣啊，这样从这个左道经过。
And so as people start praying, he saw Lord Jesus pass by through the middle.
啊，主耶稣衣襟啊，主耶稣衣襟啊，衣襟在碰到他。
And the garment of Lord Jesus touched him.
哇，他就很高兴，很喜乐。
And he was so joyful and happy.
也没有出什么声音呢。
And he did not raise any voice.
他看到主耶稣的形象，他看到主耶稣已经来碰到他的衣服。
He saw the image of God of Lord Jesus, and also his garment touched him.
啊，就让他非常的喜乐，非常高兴的。
And it allowed him to be really joyful and happy.
啊，那在一个星期以后，他爸爸中风了。
And after a week, her father had a stroke.
他在想到一个星期以前他所看到这个异象。
And so, she then realized or remember the vision that she saw.
啊，她很有信心呢。
And so she was greatly encouraged.
她知道主啊，必定看顾他们。
And she knew that God will for sure look after them.
啊，所以只能在这个很困难的时候，她就能够胜过。
And so even in this great difficulty.They were able to overcome.
啊，仍然保持着喜乐的心呢。
Even to keep this joyful heart.
我们再继续看第三章十六节。
This continue to read chapter 3 verse 16.
他说：“我听见神的声音哦，身体战兢，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂。我在所立之处战兢，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到啊，犯境之民上来。”十七节。
Verse 17.
啊，虽然啊。无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果子，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中也觉得羊，棚内呢也没有牛，哈，所以生活很辛苦。
And so it seems like their life was pretty hard.
啊，是处于这个一级平民啊，底下这个平民线以下的。
and it seems like they are in the they are the poor of the poor.
那十八节
verse 18.
他说：“然而我要因神欢心啊，因为他看到神的形象，看到神的荣耀。”
Yet in 18 says, "I will rejoice in the Lord because they have he has seen the image of God."
那十九节
verse 19.
主啊，是我的力量啊。你看，神就是他的力量，在患难中的一个力量，一个支持的力量。
The Lord God is my strength. It is a strength that sustains him.
所以后来啊，约伯他知道神的旨意以后，他看到神的荣耀。
So as Job understands the will of God, he sees the glory of God.
啊，就能够使他忍耐。
And allows him to persevere.
啊，所以我们基督徒也是一样啊，我们要忍耐。
So as Christians, we should also persevere.
啊，不忍耐的话，请问要怎么办呢？
If we cannot persevere, what can we do?
啊，所以我们就等候这个时间一定会过去的。
So we need to wait until this time passes.
啊，但是呢，在患难当中仍然可以找到喜乐。
In tribulation, we can also find joy.
好，我们请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
啊，这一段我很喜欢读啊。八章的第一节。
I also like to read this verse.
哥林多后书第八章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩典啊，告诉你们。第二节。
Verse 2.
啊，就是他们在患难中啊，说到试炼的时候，能有满足的快乐。啊，在极穷之间呢，还显出格外，他们乐捐的厚恩啊。所以我们看到这里，他们在患难中呢，啊，受到试炼的时候，好像满足的快乐。
So even in trial of a great affliction, they can have this abundance of joy.
所以在患难当中啊，不是等于是绝望。
So in tribulations or adversity, it is.Not hopeless.
还是可以找到快乐，还是可以找到啊喜乐。
They, we can still find joy and happiness.
所以有的人形容说苦中作乐。
So some people say that we find joy in suffering.
啊，有些在病痛当中的弟兄姐妹还可以跟啊探访的人啊，说笑开玩笑，轻松。
Some brothers and sisters who, may be ill physically, but they can still have a very pleasant conversations and have joy in their hearts when they talk to other members.
大概一个我看看一个半月以前啊。
So about a month and a half ago.
我到医院呢做一个简单的 procedure, 简单的一个疗程。
And I went to the hospital to do some really standard procedure.
哇，那个弄了以后啊，那会出一点血的，所以小便的时候会有血迹。
And so, after the treatment, when I urinate, it will have a little bit of blood.
而且呢，很痛啊。
And also, it's quite painful.
啊，但是呢，这个会过去的。
But at the same time, this shall pass away.
因为我们知道这个一定会痛嘛，那痛个两三天呢，这个不会慢慢好啊。
And because we know as time passes by, it will eventually be healed and the pain will be gone.
所以只要有个正确观念，有个正面的想法。
So as long as we have a positive thinking.
啊，相信圣经的话啊，疼痛有时啊，这个喜乐有时哈，哀哭有时啊，什么都有时啊。这个时间也会过去的。
And to believe in the words of God that there is a time for suffering, there is time for joy.
啊，所以在患难中还是可以找到喜乐。
So in affliction, we can still find joy.
啊，所以我们在病痛当中，不管在什么场合，在患难当中啊，在逆境当中，也可以找到喜乐的。
So in tribulation, affliction, we can always find joy.
所以马其顿教会他们的这种精神、啊、就是让我们学习啊，效法一个榜样。
The church in Macedonia is a great example for us to follow.
所以约伯记我们大概都已经快结束了、啊、
So we probably have almost finished the book of Job or reading the book of Job.
啊，所以经过这样子一直读、啊、到现在我们都 真正知道明白啊，啊，神所要我们理解的是什么。
And so after all these reading, we should understand what God wants us to understand.
啊，就是感谢，感谢，再感谢。
Which is to give thanks and even more.
啊，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
402首。
402.